Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
Yeah, why not? Shout out to Australia. Although they'll be getting plenty of shout outs next week in front of American Airlines Arena.
Oh my goodness. That'd be something, because he's going to get up in the morning to you bouncing around in the kangaroos. I think we should
I didn't say anything about bouncing around.
Yeah, you're bouncing. You have to hop.
I'm not going
to
hop.
You got to stand up on your tail.
No, you have to hop. You have to stand up on your tail.
What?
Yeah, hey, yeah. What are you talking about?
We do the kangaroo song for Big Daddy.
Hey.
We're going to make SportsCenter.
Yeah. What should really be funny is if you put a picture of Robbie in your pouch.
Please don't do that. It wasn't part of the bet.
Should be a picture of Goron in my pouch.
Oh, yeah.
Put a dragon in my pouch.
Hey, the guy he was guarding is 6'10.
He wasn't guarding him. He wasn't scoring any baskets either.
He wasn't guarding anybody then.
All he did was flex on
everybody
Bellinelli.
On their team. I was 6'8, 6'9.
Don't get me started, because then I'll have to refer back to last night's text thread in which Robbie decided that he would rather keep Whiteside than have LeBron.
I still stand by that.
See?
Less of a headache.
Hey, you know what?
I don't even know if I can stand by that one, man.
That's when...
It's more of a Whiteside thing than it is a LeBron thing. Trust me. I'm like legitimately considering Carmelo for Whiteside trades in my sleep.
What? $27 million for a guy to sit on the bench?
Yeah, you do understand that this is what happens.
At least Wade gets to be happy, gets to be with his friend.
Robbie is
Lala
what happens.
And Gabby can have a good time at the whatever the hell they're doing.
Why are we even talking basketball?
Robbie is what happens when you get out of hand. That's the result.
I don't think that's true.
Because now he's just all over the place.
Ever since you empowered him.
Yes, correct.
Ever since you empowered
1,000%
him, he's
correct.
Been throwing hot takes.
Yes.
I get up in the morning, early morning. Hot takes from Robbie.
Uh-huh.
I go to bed right before I go to bzzz,
hot takes
from Robbie.
And not just like hot takes.
People love
like
Robbie.
Stupid, off the like ridiculous.
You guys are treating him like he's a gremlin after midnight.
He is. He's a gremlin that eats after midnight.
You want to know why today's exciting?
Got the mock draft.
Robbie's mock draft. 32 picks. He has been poring over this. I gave him 2 weeks' notice.
I looked over and we reviewed his list, and I do have an alternate list.
Today is a very, I'm super excited
Christmas
for the draft.
In April.
I'm really, like, I'm legitimately, there's been years I've made fun of the draft.
No.
But
I'm
very excited for today's draft.
So many storylines.
Can I just say,
storylines.
I'm going to play nice, but I hate draft day. I hated it when I was in the draft.
It's because you didn't go
first
round.
I get the excitement, and I'm going to play nice. I'm going
so
on. I've been preparing.
Well, we're all betting that by pick five, you won't be playing nice.
I have.
No, sure I will.
I can already tell. Nay.
Okay.
I know you and Orlando had a nice little call yesterday.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Orlando. I have a three-team scenario guaranteed to make Leroy's head explode.
You know that's our goal, is to make you explode in the Davey
Here's what happens.
All you need to do, I promise you, everybody look outside at about, 15 minutes, 11, 165, 2.5 hours, at about 10:30.
Yeah.
Look outside towards Davey.
It may be on fire.
If they go with the 11th pick, we take Toast from Notre Dame.
I thought he works at Big now.
No. But when he played against Miami, he got destroyed.
No. This is how it's going to work. Because he ain't lasting that long. This is what's going to make your head explode. Number one, Browns take Baker Mayfield.
That I'm already on edge.
Number five.
The first 10 minutes of the draft.
Number five, Quentin Nelson, guard, Notre Dame to the Broncos. And then
I can see that.
No, 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 no.
I'm gonna hate it.
Top five Broncos. Top five guard.
Yeah, but they need
top
help.
Top five guard.
They got everything else.
And then Dolphins take a quarterback. You're gonna lose it.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose it.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose it.
Yeah.
Well, can we do headlines? Because I want to get to that.
Can you put your phone on vibrate? Yeah,
this has been 2 days in a row.
I can't figure out.
No, it's been since he got that phone.
Dude, this phone, it will not shut off.
Tell Siri. Siri, put me on buzz.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXY-AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
We do have some breaking draft news, but we got to tell you this flash is brought to you by Mena Law Firm. Mena Law Firm, 100% dedicated to your financial recovery. Fighting the insurance company is worth it. As it relates to the Dolphins, the NFL Network is reporting that the Dolphins have expressed to Ryan Tannehill that they could take a quarterback and they want him to be prepared for that scenario. Oh my God, so exciting.
The look on Leroy's face right now.
New blood. The look on his face. The look on his face.
Crazy Ice Case wants his guy.
Okay, that's fine.
Josh Rosen's dropping.
That's all fine.
Josh Allen. He had the racist tweets.
That's all fine.
He's dropping.
He's got a hose.
Then Ryan Tannehill's not going to be the quarterback next year.
No.
He's been assured. He's been assured. 2018.
They've assured him. They've assured him.
Man,
and GMs and coaches, they don't lie.
When you have a team that has a bunch of needs, the last thing you want to do is draft a guy to sit and wait.
Okay. You just wait and see what happens tonight.
So, here, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
If the Dolphins draft a quarterback at 11,
mm-hmm.
would they have gotten any better?
Why is the boss calling me now? I'm on
no.
the air.
The answer is no, unless he plays.
Right, exactly. That's my point. And so I'm going to take this a step further. Now, the reason why the Dolphins have been winning or losing haven't been always because of Ryan Tannehill or whoever's been quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that have gone wrong. But guess who that's going to fall on? Now you got a quarterback that you drafted 11th.
Them's the breaks.
You've just cost yourself more headaches.
In fairness, though.
Sure.
House money move. Because they didn't have Tannehill last year. They're getting him back this year.
Okay.
So it's like you're getting a free quarterback.
Correct. It'd be like if Cleveland drafted two of them. Anyways,
now,
it's house money.
Now,
speaking of Cleveland,
I will tell you right now,
yeah.
If Cleveland drafts two quarterbacks, I will go burn all my Cleveland stuff.
Mark the tape.
You can mark the tape.
First round?
Huh?
Has to be first round.
Okay. I'm not saying if they do with like the Kirk Cousins and RG3 thing.
1-4.
1-4. Top five? Oh. I won't.
Well, what if they trade?
I won't make it to 8:30.
What if they trade the fourth pick down into the 20s and take like Lamar Jackson? So still two quarterbacks in the first round.
Might burn some of it, but still.
He'll keep a game
two
ball.
Somebody please. Here.
He's not going to make it. You're not going to make it.
The reason why
there's no
teams
way.
Are bad.
By pick five, it's over.
The reason why teams are bad, because they make bad decisions.
Yeah.
Now. Somebody, anybody, send me the picture of the last time a team drafted two quarterbacks in the first round. Hasn't happened, right?
I don't think so.
Nope. You know why? Because the good teams don't do that.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, in fairness, it may
no, there's no fairness about it.
But you can only, I mean, bad team could do it.
All right, so let's just move on.
Why does it have to be the Browns for everything?
Because Browns are going to brown.
It's fun.
Now, all signs, and I don't know if this is smokescreen or not, but every NFL reporter is saying that most NFL GMs and scouts and everyone within knowledge knows that the Browns will take Baker Mayfield, number one.
And I just want to see, right up in the little box, showing your new starting quarterback trying to outrun a fat cop with dress shoes on. That's what they're going to show in the little box.
Also, Leroy's favorite quarterback in the draft, Josh Allen, because he was so highly thought of in the Mountain West Conference, where he was the honorable mention quarterback.
Yeah.
He evidently had a bunch of racist and insensitive tweets back in high school.
Can we stop with this? You never did Beast.
And now,
Beast, you did something stupid last year.
I did something stupid yesterday.
Right. But and we're going to hold this kid back.
But the story has been furthered. So if you could just hold for 1 second.
Don't care.
Now there's a conspiracy theory that this has been done by another team that wants Josh Allen to get him to fall to them.
Which means
like the gas mask?
Exactly.
Right. So the Dolphins draft Allen. Something fishy going on.
So if the Dolphins draft Josh Allen,
we know that they're up to sneaky moves.
Gase was the rat bastard that leaked all the tweets.
And possibly the gas mask video.
Yeah.
There's things out there, man.
He's got a hose.
No, though. But I'm saying, as far as the gas mask deal, has he really?
He was an excellent guard.
Does he have a hose or
his
a cannon?
His first year.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a cannon.
Both. I mean, it's acceptable. Chooch.
Spiral cuts through wind.
Chooch is more baseball, though. Nobody really says that in football.
Yeah, no.
Hey, two words I don't want to hear in this draft.
Yes.
If they draft a quarterback, I'll eat it. That's fine.
You can spin it.
But I just know that they're setting themselves up for issues during the football season. I'm telling you, they are.
The bottom line is this. We have a unparalleled, unprecedented draft show tonight.
Did you say president?
Unprecedented.
You said president.
Whatever. We don't have one of those either. Anyways.
Snowflake.
Here comes the snowflake.
You're a snowflake.
I totally am a snowflake.
You and Kanye, snowflakes.
Kanye is the anti-snowflake.
Y'all almost the same size, too.
Bro, Kanye's big. I saw this picture of him today. I was like, whoa.
He's gotten big? Maybe he's pregnant.
He may be smaller than DJ Khaled. He's huge.
What?
Yeah. He's big.
Someone,
man.
I don't know if this is true or not, but someone put out there the president's real physical numbers, like not the numbers that the Dr. Ronnie gave at the press conference, because they said he weighed like 239, and the real numbers is that he was 289.
Nah.
It's a big president.
No.
He ain't 289. All right.
Not as big as Taft.
Really? Rob, it's like an almanac.
I was very impressed by that. I think you should get a point.
Get a point. He gets his point for presidential stuff. But you're going to want to listen to the draft show tonight. It's 7 o'clock. We have a roundtable Frito with Perk, Beasley, and Omar Kelly.
Ooh, no, let me in that.
Oh, yeah.
I like messing with Omar.
And then at 8 o'clock, it all starts with Orlando Alzagari and Leroy Horde at Dolphins camp. Then at Hard Rock Stadium at the Dolphins draft party, we've got Chris Whittingham and Curtis Stevenson. And then over at our draft party, we've got Alex Dono, Butch Davis, and Ken Dorsey.
Pause up.
So, no, Mel Kiper has Josh Allen going to Denver.
He really?
Yeah. Which would make
that's big because he's been steadfast at Allen's number one overall.
Which makes the Denver Dolphins trade really feasible.
Oh my God! I swear to God, if there's a Broncos trade today with Adam Gase, I'm gonna lose it. That's my losing scenario.
Are we gonna be able to have a show tomorrow? I'm gonna snap.
No. I swear.
Well, he's already in the gutter because his team's moving to London.
I just you broke my heart, Chad Khan.
Wait, a second ago you were saying move.
Who?
You.
Well, that was before we were awesome.
Yeah, no, that was good. He doesn't want him to move. He's all pissed off now. Yeah, if you missed it, the owner of the Jaguars is buying Wembley Stadium.
You mean I get up at 9:30 every week to watch football?
That'd be awesome.
Terrible. I got to do Fighters Fury.
What time is that on?
Yeah, when's that?
Well, football season 9 a.m.
But how about this week?
10 a.m.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. Full recap of HBO boxing this week. Danny Jacobs, Miracle Man.
Marlins are off tonight. Boston-Milwaukee play game
Nobody's
6.
Watching that game.
Boston up 3-2. And how about my Bruins last night? Nice little win.
Such a bastard.
Might have to take a road trip over to Tampa next week.
All right. The time has come. Robbie's mock draft. Ooh. He has put a lot of work into this. If you guys have been listening for a couple months, we've been doing Robbie's draft room. He has put all the pieces together. This is the definitive draft. There are no other drafts. Mel Kiper, Matt Miller, Todd McShay, Chris Sims, Greg Cody, y'all can kick rocks. We got ourselves Robbie the Degenerate, and he's giving us a mock draft coming up.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk.
Adam Gase got himself a Bronco.
Edmund!
know what time it is. Tanner Bomb, you know what time it is.
Clarence?
What? It's draft time.
What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all.
Good point by Tex. What if the QB
Clarence, you been good?
You want to go out there? You drive yourself a goal over. That's right, on the sax.
What if the QB they
He
drive?
Doesn't have his headphones on, so he doesn't know.
No, I can hear it. Oh,
that's not many. Should we go out and get a Vita Vea? How about a Minka? You better watch
out. You better not cry. Today is like Christmas, you know, except less awesome.
No, for me, it's more awesome.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, because you don't celebrate
don't you
Christmas.
Get, like, correct. You get Christmas 7 days. Your Christmases are pretty delightful. Don't you go to the movies and Chinese food?
Correct.
Pretty awesome.
It is a pretty good day. I mean, you're right.
A-plus day in my book.
Well, that is if you haven't already seen the movie.
Why do you got to bring that up?
Yes, today is the draft. Very exciting. We got our draft party going down. David Buster's in Hollywood. I'm going to go say hello to people.
Look, crab show.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Is that lobster?
It's Winslow.
I think that's a giant crawfish because it looks like he's in
that's
some muddy water.
That's
not a crawfish.
No, I think it is. I think it's a giant crawfish.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That is not a crawfish. That's lobster.
That's a lobster, bro.
Dude, there's no river lobsters. They're called crawfish.
No.
Okay.
African lobsters.
African lobsters?
South African lobsters.
Why is
what?
It?
They do have South African lobsters.
Hold on. Wait. I think you're out of your element.
South African lobster.
They call him Sal for short.
What?
That's not what he has.
Say, eat it.
Nah, that's not eating. It's not the same thing.
Be point for Leroy.
It's not a point for you. You didn't get it right.
Yeah, but you did. You said there's no South African lobster. That was the point.
Australian River King.
Australian lobster.
All right. I'm gonna ask Tim Watts about this. I don't think there is Australian lobster. Australian lobster. That's disgusting looking.
Yeah.
All right, Robbie, you have combed over the prospects. You have your order of today's draft pending trades. Do you put trades in your mock draft before we?
Well, there might be one or two in there. Maybe there's none.
Some people follow by the rules of you either go pure draft or jumbo draft. I don't know what you do. But either way, let's get to Robbie's mock draft.
All right, let's start off the Cleveland Browns, who have the first pick in the draft. Now, there's a lot of smokescreen coming out about this Baker Mayfield. And I made this draft, and I'm sticking by it. This is all smokescreen. The first pick of the draft by the Cleveland Browns, Sam Darnold.
Okay, but you're going to be wrong on that. It's going to be Baker Mayfield.
I think it's all smokescreen.
All right, fair enough.
I don't do edits.
Well, why would they have to smokescreen quarterbacks? It doesn't seem to make sense. Like, if you...
You have the first pick. Who cares?
I don't understand. It would seem like unnecessary smoke. Just wondering.
Well, there's an old saying, when there's smoke, there's fire. I forget who said that. I think you guys know who said that. Anyways.
It's either Smokey the Bear or Al Golden.
Now the Giants are on the clock. Saquon Barkley is available. They still could take a quarterback, but I think they're going to grind it out with Eli one more year. And with the second pick, the Giants will take Saquon Barkley.
Your Mark is happy. He didn't go to Cleveland. He's super stoked. I'm not afraid of Sergey Kovalev. What's three, Robbie?
The New York Jets. Bum, bum, even if they don't want to take a quarterback, they traded 1,000 picks to move up to the spot. They have no choice, and the pick is going to be Baker Mayfield at 3.
All right. Pretty standard thus far.
Now this is where it gets interesting.
All right, now
number 4, the Cleveland Browns again. They already drafted Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Barkley's off the board.
That's right.
They might go Chubb. They might go Nelson. They don't know what to do. And all of a sudden,
Nelson.
Brr, brr.
Oh, what's that?
It's the Buffalo Bills.
What?
Whoa!
They have the Cleveland Browns have traded down in the first round. It seems like every year, and the Buffalo Bills once gave the Browns 2 first round picks to move up and get Sammy Watkins. That guy's fired. And so the Bills
as he should be.
The Bills have 12 and 22 in this year's draft. They also have 2 second round picks and. The Bills also have the first pick in the third round, which they got from Cleveland. So they can, I think a trade could be worked out. They may haggle over the second and third round pick, but I think a trade gets done and Buffalo moves up and gives the Browns 2 first round picks, and they move up and take Josh Allen.
Oh, they don't care about his past.
Wow. Well, it's between Allen or Rosen. And
no.
You're not gonna take the California kid and put him in Buffalo. Allen's spiral, it cuts through wind.
Like a knife?
Like a knife.
Whoa.
According to the...
Cuts like a knife.
You know, I will tell you,
you
this.
You guys want to know why? Because he's got a hose.
Let me just say this.
And he spins
a cannon.
Let me just say this. Is he throwing it to the right team?
I mean, we got to see. We got to see. Don't poo-poo it yet just because he was seventh in Mountain West.
Hey, Buffalo did make the playoffs last year. They still got rid of Tyrod Taylor. They desperately need a quarterback. They're not going to ride it out with A.J. McCarron, and they have to do whatever it takes to get a quarterback. Now five, the Denver Broncos. They're on the clock. The three quarterbacks are already gone. They did invest in Case Keenum.
Oh, good. There's no phone call from Adam Gase. I was getting nervous.
The Dolphins can't trade up to five. They don't have the picks to do it. They don't have the picks what Denver wants. You're asking for two number ones. It would be ridiculously stupid. It could be the Dolphins, but whatever. But I think they're going to want to protect Case Keenum, establish a running game, and they're going to go Quentin Nelson at five.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is where Leroy loses it.
That is where you lose. Top five guard.
Why wouldn't they go Saquon Barkley? Because they just got rid of...
He's gone.
He
went to the Giants.
He went two to the Giants.
Keep up, man.
I am keeping up.
Keep up. Come on. Keep up.
All right, six, the Indianapolis Colts. Now, back in the day, they had the third pick in the draft, and they traded all those picks to move out to the six. But when they had the third pick, everybody was saying they're going to take Bradley Chubb. And guess what? He's still there at six, and they get all these draft picks in return. It's a genius move by the Colts. They take Bradley Chubb.
You think that Jim Mercer pays attention tonight, or is he off in a cab somewhere with a, you know, bucket of cash?
I thought he was in his car.
Whatever.
Is it going to be on TV?
It's on a lot of TV. It's on like every channel tonight.
No, but I'm saying we're doing live feeds in the Indianapolis camp.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He'll be there.
Okay.
He's like Jerry Jones.
Likes the attention?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You think he's going to be red?
Dude, I've never seen him not red.
Do you think he's going to look like a bottle of Vicodin?
He's going to have a bottle of Vicodin.
What's number seven?
Number seven,
Robbie?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, they have a history of drafting Florida State players, whether it's Jameis Winston or whether they gave him 1,000 picks to get Robert Aguayo. That didn't really work out so well.
That did not work well.
No.
But you know why it is. It's the Dickerhoff connection. He calls him.
His name's Dickerhoff.
Dickerhoff.
Whatever.
Well, either way.
I wish him, though. That's true.
Derwin James, he's still there, and I think he's going to be there like, you got to take Derwin James. And I think they're going to take Derwin James.
That's a pretty good Dickerhoff. You ever hear Dickerhoff?
Of course.
What he sounds like.
Didn't we interview him?
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Did we interview him?
This might have been before your time.
We don't talk about that.
So they love Florida State. They're definitely taking Derwin James if he's there. Number eight.
I have Deckerhoff's number if you want to call him.
Nah, I've talked to him before, too. Not interesting.
Hey, can you tell Robbie take a breath? Sounds like he's about to faint.
He's very excited over this. Like, just give him a break. What's our next pick, Robbie?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, terrible team. Gase loves it.
Now, they're panicking because Nelson's not there. They desperately want Nelson, but he's not there.
Of course.
So they have to settle. And they're going to take the linebacker who most resembles Brian Urlacher, and that would be Tremaine Edmonds.
And noticing somebody's quite absent,
this seems a little shenanigans.
It seems like you're wishing something into existence here.
I'm not the GMs here.
I'm just saying,
you want something to happen, and you're making it happen in your mock draft.
Boquan Biff. I haven't heard anybody with the name that rhymes like that so far.
There's still a couple picks
just saying.
Before it gets to the Dolphins.
All right. If you say so.
Number nine, the San Francisco 49ers. Now, they have a new quarterback. They have all the hype in the world. They're a hype train.
Yeah, way overhyped, by the way. Count me in for overrated Niners.
They very, very well be.
I told you that everybody goes off because they beat the hell out of the Jaguars that one week. It was wrapped up. Jacksonville didn't care that week.
Jimmy G.
Hell out of here.
He's got a hose.
Got a nose.
So they're gonna want to give Jimmy Garoppolo some playmakers on offense to impress Jimmy Garoppolo and to show the 49ers that they're for real. Mm. And the best wide receiver on the board, I think it's a little too early for him, but the Niners, they're on a full hype train, and they're gonna go with Calvin Ridley.
Really?
From Alabama.
Hmm.
Moving up.
Interesting. Ramifications into my doom picks for later today.
I just influenced the doom pick.
Perhaps. Or maybe you're bluffing, so I go down in the doom picks.
Oh.
Maybe I don't trust you.
I'm pretty high. Well, Leroy's in last place. I know that.
He is, but only by a game. So
it's a tight race.
And it's Chase Week.
It's Chase Week. Oh, yeah.
Right. Favorite week.
Give us your 10th pick, Robbie.
All
what
right,
you got
the 10th the pick. The Oakland Raiders. Now, yes, Roquan Smith is available, and this is a spot potentially for Roquan Smith. However, I give you this. Their secondary last year was awful. Jay Cutler threw for 300 yards against these guys.
Terrible.
And I know they drafted Gary and Conley last year, but they need work on that secondary. They got Khalil Mack. They could still at linebacker. Minka Fitzpatrick is still there. They need a corner and a safety. This is a guy who could possibly play both. And John Gruden loves Alabama players. So the Raiders at number 10 take Minka Fitzpatrick.
Very good, Robbie. All right. Noticeably, we stopped short of number 11.
Yeah, we'll talk about the perfectly.
We're going to talk about what the Dolphins are going to do next. Welcome back. Christmas in April.
The NFL Drive.
One of the best texts.
Hey, where there's smoke, there's Jay Cutler smoking Newports.
What do you think Jay Cutler's doing today?
Smoking Newports.
He's just bare-ass somewhere?
Yeah. Rubbing his belly.
He's got his remote and a plate of food resting on his stomach.
We realized that's what he was doing this time last year.
Correct. This is Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah. He was doing that this time last year, and then the Dolphins gave him $10 million.
Correct. Yep.
Just saying.
And he didn't really stop doing it.
No. Doesn't need to be in good cardio shape.
He told you he wasn't going to stop when he said, hey, the position I play, being in shape isn't that much of a requirement.
Then you look at Ryan Tannehill, who's just jacked to the gills.
Yeah, but he could be done, man. It's all over.
Well, not this year. He's been assured. He has been assured.
No, look, he's been assured today. Nothing promised for tomorrow.
Listen.
Now get out of here.
Team personnel, they don't lie. They don't change their minds.
Really?
I don't think it's a bad idea, man. I don't think quarterback is a bad idea. You don't know about his leg.
Maybe the Dolphins do know about his leg.
He's got a bum knee.
Maybe the Dolphins do know about his
knee. He's got a bum knee.
All I would say is this. Like, the whole debacle with whether he should have had surgery or not. Like, that was the problem.
Yes.
He's not injury prone.
Well, the coach said
it was the same damn injury.
The coach said he was Wolverine.
Right. Whatever. So that didn't work, and that was the problem. But what's going to end up happening is just because they promised him a job doesn't mean he is going to have the job. Like, they're going to say, hey, yeah, I know we promised you it, but tough. Like, so...
I'd have a hard time believing, even if they draft somebody, that he's not starting week one for them. Unless somebody comes and wows them with an offer for him.
You think they'd trade Ryan Tannehill?
I think if the offer was good enough, yeah, you definitely have to think about it. Because why not? I mean, if you're a coach, the future's going to start now. Unless you really think somebody's not ready, like let's say they draft Lamar Jackson, they're just like, you know what, well, we want him under the... That's the big hubbub in Boston, is they think... He's the only quarterback they worked out. They're very impressed by it, and that he's the future. That the Belichick. And by the way, I tell you right now, if the Patriots do draft Lamar Jackson, the sound you will hear is the entire league crap in the pants because they know they messed up.
Oh.
Oh yes.
No, because here's why.
Oh yes.
Here's why.
Because also, you'll hear
sometimes
a grown...
guys get drafted because they fit a system and can do. Their skill set fits what they do on that team, and it doesn't fit everybody.
Oh, it doesn't fit everybody? Well, if it fits the team that always goes to the Super Bowl, I think they got it more figured out than the team that has two first-round picks.
You also hear gasps from the Southie and North End sections of town.
What? We drafted who? That'd be a little bit of a surprise.
Sully, let me get this right. We got the white guys that catch it, but we got the black guy that throws it.
It'd be a new thing for them. But, I mean, he is... I mean, I'll tell you what. If Lamar Jackson ends up on the Dolphins, or if Lamar Jackson ends up on the Jaguars, that's fun. I'm into that. Would you be into that?
Into what?
Either one of them, if he lands up on either the Dolphins.
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. No? You're high. You really want this defense fixed.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, hey, so
what do you want most fixed?
And understand this. In the last 4 or 5 years, you can say what you want about the quarterback, whoever's been quarterback. The problem has been you couldn't stop nobody.
Last year, I'm going to put it on both because the offense was so bad.
We can't count last year.
You just said whoever was the quarterback.
All right. Okay. Jay Cutler was the quarterback.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And then one game, that one playoff game, Matt Moore came into the game. No.
Matt Moore started the game. Then he got rocked, and they said, oh, he's fine. Because Yates was warming up.
And then he went and got in the wrong huddle, And then they said, maybe. No.
It's like, listen, we don't like normally blasting out the concussion thing. This one's kind of hard to deny. We're going to have to investigate you.
Yeah.
Are we getting back to Robbie's picks?
Not right this second. We will. Need a break.
I'm just trying to figure out who's off the board.
You should have listened and wrote it down.
Yeah, but it's all too confusing. There was phones ringing. There was Gene Deckerhoff impersonations.
Okay. Well, who do you want on the board for the Dolphins?
I just wanted to, what quarterbacks are left on the board?
Rosen is still there. Lamar Jackson is still there.
Okay. I'm trying
that's
to just
all you need to know.
Trying to roll along with Robbie.
Mason Rudolph is still there.
All you need to
just know. Trying to roll along.
Here. The other thing you may have to consider is this. Of all the positions of need, will it be harder to get a quarterback later? Or will it be harder to fill all the other spots?
It depends if you want.
It depends if
you want a quarterback who you think is an actual prospect. If you actually think a guy has a chance of being your franchise guy.
If their guy.
Somebody said, Leroy, just get in the box.
Listen, if the Dolphins guy, whoever Gase, Mr. Quarterback, thinks is the best quarterback in the draft, falls to them, whoever that may be, then they should take him.
So you find it, here's what I find about the draft that's borderline hilarious and sad at the same time. If you're the only one that thinks that guy is the best guy.
Maybe you're better than them. Maybe Gase is going to
be right. I got proof
eye.
That says otherwise.
Yeah, but here's the thing: who am I to trust? Because what am I going to go off the? I'm going to go off the decisions of all the teams that are picking above me.
Right.
They're worse than me.
Denver has done pretty good.
Not recently.
Not recently.
They're going to draft a guard first, probably. Right. So you can't think too highly of their thought process. I mean, Von Miller was a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Some guy from South Korea wants to add me on LinkedIn.
That all right?
That seems odd.
But if they were going to go defense, I mean, look, it definitely is sound. You go defense, Fitzpatrick, Roquan, if he's there. I mean, it seems to me, Robbie, the most of the ones I read, he's not going to be there for the Dolphins. But if he is, I know that you'll have a no-pants dance in your, you know, war room, wherever the hell that is. And it'd be fantastic. You got,
he said Robbie has a war room.
He does. He definitely has a war room.
It's a gambling den. What are you talking about, war room?
No. Tonight. Tonight it's a war room with a cork board.
But it's really the game.
Oh, here's an interesting question I can't answer. But I'm guessing one way. What lasts longer, a good offense or a good defense?
Ooh.
If you find the right quarterback or an offense.
Yeah, but defensive guys.
Defensive guys.
Yeah, I mean, they could be in the league for a long
time. You get a great defense. This is great for a long time.
How long was the Seahawks window, really?
5 years. Four?
That's not long.
Yeah, and Brady's been kicking with a bunch of different pieces. For
Roethlisberger, Breeze.
But that's one quarterback. I'm talking about a unit.
The supposedly best one hasn't been kicking it too well.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he hasn't been kicking. First of all, he was hurt most of last year.
No, but I'm just saying, like, just even before that.
In relation, it's their offense that hasn't been the problem.
Right. Right.
So if you find the guy there, I mean, it's usually the position that's going to last the longest. Hell, there hasn't been a first-round pick that's lasted longer on the Dolphins than Ryan Tannehill, has there?
No.
Not recently.
Gone.
Not recently. I mean, you have to start going back.
Was Mike Wallace here with
you know, but he wasn't a first-round pick, and he wasn't by the Dolphins.
Wasn't by the Dolphins.
Yeah, okay. Free agent.
Okay.
Zach Thomas.
Wasn't a first-round pick.
Oh, who's the white guy? Receiver.
Brian Hartline? Hartline.
Fourth-round pick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only guy who's been here longer than Tannehill, is it Rashad?
Long snapper.
Oh, yeah.
Denny. John,
of course,
Denny.
John Denny.
Long snappers last forever.
He's got everything.
Did they draft him, or is he a free agent? Because, I mean, that really has been a diamond find for them.
Who?
John Denny.
No,
pinnacle of excellence.
It's an old... Look, at some point in his career, he played O-lineman.
All right, so I'm just going to go first-round picks.
Undrafted 2005.
Ready pick? First-round picks for the Dolphins. Charles Harris, Laramie Tunsil, Devontae Parker, Juwan James, Deion Jordan, Ryan Tannehill, Mike Pouncey, Jared Odrick, Vontae Davis, Jake Long, Ted Ginn Jr., Jason Allen.
Now, question.
Ronnie Brown. Vernon Carey lasted a pretty long time.
Question.
Yep.
Is it a good pick if the guy ends up having a long career in the NFL?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Teddy Ginn's draft had a lot of good players in the first round that the Dolphins did not select.
But
they also passed up on Brady Quinn.
Patrick Willis is a notable pass up on that draft.
Jamar Fletcher. John Avery.
Oh.
All right, we're good.
Yatiel Green. Yeah. Daryl Gardner played for a long time.
Yep. Man. He lived three doors
but
down.
To the Texas question, but to the Texas question.
He used to go in my backyard and fish.
To the Texas question, if you find the quarterback, it's typically going to last the longest and get the most chances.
Right.
Now, he's got a messed up knee.
But think about this. Think of all the guys that you brought in with teams that suck that were quarterbacks that end up turning the franchise around. Look at Peyton Manning. Their team was horrible. And they were horrible his first year. And then they went on a run.
And then they were excellent. They were
right. That's what I'm saying.
They were the class. But I would say
offense.
Yeah, if you have the right quarter. But really, when we're saying offense, we're saying quarterback. So that's why I'm asking if they really do think that these guys are the guys, whoever it is. I mean, can you really be that mad at it if they don't think Tannehill is the long term answer? And they think this guy is.
Here's the problem. You never end up with your guy, but you always say it's the guy.
Oh, everyone at the podium today.
Everybody's gonna say we got our guy.
Yeah, everyone at the podium today. Every coach, every GM is gonna say they won.
We got our guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want my GM saying he bleeped
because
up.
Guess what? Think about this.
The only guy who could say he bleeped up is the guy who didn't get his pick in on time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, was that Minnesota?
Yeah, he was my coach.
Tice,
Mike Tice.
Yeah,
of course it was.
Guess what position he played? Tight end.
Yeah.
So, but no, think Meatball. About this. If you say you got your guy at quarterback at 11, right? You're the only person that thinks that's the guy. Because there's three other or four other quarterbacks gone before then.
You got to trust yourself.
I'm kind of with him, man. Like, you got to trust yourself. Like, what if...
Like, I don't...
Okay.
Just because... I imagine in those positions, you probably got to be realistic about it. Because if you really, really want to be the guy, then you'd trade the farm for him.
I think what ends up happening in a draft is if you're all in on drafting a quarterback, you're going to draft a quarterback. And there's nothing anybody's going to say to change your mind. Whichever one of them you get, you're fine with. Now, it brings me to my point that... If you're the Cleveland Browns and everybody says that another guy is the best guy, then there's really no importance to grab one right away. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you still have to be right. Like, I understand you go to this point, like, there's not one clear cut.
If there's not one clear cut, as long as you get any of the five or six.
But that's not true. Like, it's their job to know who is the guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's
no, but every,
not Mel Kiper's.
They're going to have a ranking, like, on their own draft board.
How's that work?
No, man, like,
They had their guy.
For example.
They drafted Johnny Manziel, and everybody was fist-pumping.
It doesn't mean that they're right. It just means that they have a decision.
Like, I don't want Tannenbaum coming out and saying, you know, it was just too hard because you want to know something? It was McShay had this guy and Kiper
had
this guy.
No, like, I'm not saying.
We can choose.
I'm not basing this on what anybody else has to say. I'm saying this based on if I were doing it, and I'm saying I'm going into this draft with some needs. Okay, here are what my needs are. Boom, 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 boom. Right? And then I go and I have the first pick. And then I have the fourth pick. Now, there's only one Saquon Barkley, but there's six quarterbacks. So should I take the guy that I'm guaranteeing is the best guy at that position? Or one of the six. Because just because you think that's going to be the best guy.
I get your point. We got to take a break. We'll continue this on the other side. Because I do think that there's still another thing that you have to consider when you're doing the whole running back thing as well. We'll be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.